got no oak or no blade to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, along with money-saving tips and community event information. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to make the move towards home ownership. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. Well, coming up on today's show, what's the Sadowski Fund all about, and who does it benefit? Maybe you, maybe not. You'll find out why coming up. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He has more news than we allow him to read. That's true. And then after that, Pat Tracy calls in with an update on Reach workshops and upcoming grant programs. If it sounds boring, I guarantee it is otherwise. Anyway, boring spelled backwards is still boring. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then, our house segment will surprise you with a visit from our very own pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Bye. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Here's the news. So Florida's housing market reported more closed sales, higher median prices, increased new listings, and a rise in inventory in the month of September. This according to the latest housing data that was released by Florida Realtors. The number of foreclosure cases declined across South Florida in September and through the third quarter, according to a report filed from RealtyTrack. Palm Beach County had 381 filings in September. That's off 45% from a year ago. HUD, Housing and Urban Development, awarded $38.3 million to more than 100 fair housing organizations and other nonprofit agencies in 43 states, including Florida, to address housing discrimination. Nearly 100,000 Florida homeowners, including 5,100 in Palm Beach County, you could be one of these, are losing out on a lower monthly mortgage payment by not taking advantage of the Home Affordable Refinance Program. Now, this is for everybody, not just for people who have problems paying their mortgages. There's a good chance that you qualify for this. We'll tell you how you can find out. And we have the latest numbers for you on long-term mortgage rates. This and much, much more coming up at the bottom of this hour, including a story about a man
who
tried to rescue a bird from a tree.
I can't wait to hear that. All right. When we return, a lesson from Colonel Sadowski and how his merry band of public funders are here to explain the value of a tax stamp. Did you know that 39% of total home sales last March were paid for in cash? They didn't say what country it came from, but we believe Canada.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a lifestyle message change just for you. If you're a first-time home buyer, you're using FUD, FUD, how about FHA and HUD and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify for HUD assistance. And you can also receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. But you have to attend the course. REACH offers a litany of workshops and one-on-one personal training sessions designed to assist you in qualifying for home ownership. That's what they do. That's why they're there. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that will show you how to deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track, because that's what it takes to get into a house. You know that? REACH also offers free foreclosure and modification counseling, FHA back-to-work counseling, and financial budgeting workshop. They have it all, and many other mortgage products, most at no cost to you. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Jump on the bus, Gus, and call the good folks at REACH right now. Their toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator, because it is the weekend. Don't miss out. Reach out. Well, each week on REACH Radio, we bring you experts and industry leaders sharing with us the latest rules, guidelines, and information and regulations all relating to home ownership. And today I would like to share a special information about the Sadowski Housing Coalition. According to their website, they are a nonpartisan coalition of 25 diverse statewide organizations that initially came together in 1991 to obtain a dedicated revenue source for Florida's affordable housing programs, and that is now known as the Sadowski Act. And that generated source of income comes to us via a tax stamp. The Act created a dedicated revenue source for Florida's affordable housing programs, and monies dedicated from that act go to state and local housing trust funds, and they are called Sadowski Funds. The fund receives funding from doc stamps paid on every real estate transaction in the state. It's all part of the fees and extra charges kind of a thing, and the money is dedicated to state and local housing trust funds. So if you're down and out, you need a little extra help, or you need some assistance in making the down payment, that's what that fund is for. And guess who knows all about that? The good folks at REACH, of course. And you can call them at 855-487-3224, and they will help you find out more about the Sadowski Fund. Now, the monies that are collected through every sale of every real estate transaction, 70% of that goes to all the 67 counties in Florida for their entitlement city programs, and also to the SHIP program. And 30% of those funds also go to the SAIL program. That's S-A-I-L, by the way. And I don't know about you, but I think it's ironic that we have houses that are underwater and we have programs named SHIP and SAIL to rescue them.
Steve, I have to confess that before I sat down with you and Pat Tracy, our executive director, I knew absolutely nothing about the Sadowski Fund.
Nor did I.
So I went and I read up, and I found it to be absolutely fascinating. There are two main components. It's more complicated than this, but simplified. Their two main components are SHIP and SAIL, S-H-I-P, which is the State House Initiative Partnership, and SAIL, which is the State Apartment Incentive Loan Program. SHIP basically gives money to local governments, mostly cities, in order to rehabilitate houses in the community and help low-income people with down payments and mortgage payments. So it takes basically blighted houses and turns them into home. And guess what? As soon as they sell those blighted homes, those people pay document stamps.
That's right.
So the thing is feeding itself. Now, the sale program is fascinating because this is a way that they give low-cost loans to developers who are willing to build low- to moderate-income multifamily units, meaning apartment buildings where the rent is less than, you know, $1,500, $1,600 a month, so that families can get a nice apartment. Again, it's a benefit to the community because you're turning homeless people into people that have homes, and then they go out and spend money improving their homes and so forth. So,
and the circle goes on.
It seems like a win-win situation to me.
Let's just hope it's not the head of the snake eating the tail. Eventually it gets around to oops. Well, the Sadowski Coalition's website says that their programs can be used for rehabilitation and renovation of existing empty housing inventory and to make them ready to move into. So who knew that these programs existed? Oh, that smart lady that runs Reach over there, Pat Tracy, she knows all this stuff. Like you said, I never heard of this either. But everybody has heard of a doc stamp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you got the fees. Yeah, you got a doc stamp. And I always wondered what the heck that doc stamp thing was for. And this is it right here, the Sadowski Fund. And it's been helping homeowners, I guess, since 1991. Is that,
yeah. They get 10 cents out of every 100 bucks on those doc stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one of the problems, though, is that the reason this came up is that part of the Florida legislature, specifically the House, wants to defer some of those funds, move them somewhere else. Now, here's the problem. We don't have a budget deficit that requires the trust fund monies to be spent on other programs. There aren't any constituents, there aren't any voters that are asking the legislature to do something else with the money. Instead, there seems to be a profound need for Florida's housing programs to help out hardworking Floridians, like the elderly, the disabled, homeless veterans, homeless families, and so forth. So my question is, why would the legislature want to do that? I wish we had somebody from the House of Representatives, the Florida House, to explain to us why they think this is a good idea. Now, the Senate wants to keep it intact.
Right.
But there are those in the House who would have it otherwise.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
The Social Security lockbox.
It is a similar situation, except that at that time there was a huge deficit. Florida has no deficit.
Exactly.
So there's no reason to even think about doing this, my humble opinion.
And just in case you don't know, folks, the lockbox for Social Security was a fund that was supposed to be set aside and not touched. And I believe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Johnson, right, President Johnson, that took the lockbox funds and moved it into the general fund so that the government could spend the Social Security money. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what they're trying to do up here in the state legislature now. You say the Senate wants to keep it and the House wants to get rid of it?
Many people in the House. So yeah, if you have a congressman or a state senator, or rather a state representative, I should say, that you are familiar with, you might want to talk to him about this.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. You know, the Sadowski Coalition says that the faster that Florida's housing market recovers, the faster Florida's economy will recover. We're not doing that bad. I mean, housing inventory is moving along right now. It's not at the rate it was, obviously, before the crash hit.
Yeah.
But I think the banks have been pretty much keeping the inventory purposely low so that that creates the demand. And we all know it's if anybody saw The Wolf of Wall Street, sell me this pen, right?
Yeah.
We need to have a demand so that the prices will go up. And I'm
generally speaking, as we mentioned in the news, the housing market is recovering, but the recovery is top-heavy, meaning people that have homes that are $500,000 or more, those are accelerating faster than the low- to middle-income homes are. And that's why something like this is very, very necessary. There are over 900,000 very low-income Floridians that spend more than half of their meager salaries on housing in this state.
And, you know, they also say, the coalition website says, that if they use these funds properly, it would create more than 27,000 jobs, bringing close to $3.4 billion in a positive economic impact to Florida. So that is a pretty darn good thing. When we return, Pat Tracy will be on the line with us, and she has some news about absentee voting. She just went through it, and she has a warning for us. Did you know that home values perform 42% better when located near public transportation? Location, location.
Got no home. I know place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy. You know, November the 4th is Election Day, and we all know voting is a right, not a privilege. But most importantly, as much as the right to vote, make sure you know what you're voting for. And no one knows better than our executive producer, and she'll be joining us on the phone right now. Pat Tracy, you just went through a voting experience, didn't you?
I did, Alan, and early voting is really the way to go. It's not very full right now. You can go right in and...
You know, you said early voting. You're right. I apologize. I said absentee. But, you know, sometimes if you're not there in your head, you're absent. But
yes,
you're talking about early voting.
Early voting. Yes. And in Jupiter, it's at the community center. Each area has a place for early voting. There are no lines. And as we said, the people we're voting for right now impact your lives much more than the federal government vote will have in 2 years, because these are our local people.
That's right.
So I think it's very, very important that we go and vote, no matter who you vote for. I'll tell you what happened to Jack, though. He went in, he had not checked his voter card, and it had a different birthday than his actual birthday. There was an error made when they issued his card, so that made it a more lengthy process. So I would encourage you to look at your voter card. Of course, I couldn't find mine, so I just used my driver's license, which worked well. But he had to actually find his voter card, and now he'll have to make some corrections. But they did let him vote. So I would encourage you right now, it's not busy. When you have a moment, run in and let your voice be heard. And I think the newspaper's done a good job of giving you all the candidates. That may have been it, Alan. I'm not exactly sure what he did, but I know it had a September birth date, which is mine, and he has an actual January date. So,
well, there you go. You guys are just co-mingling is what you're doing, but you can't co-vote. You have to vote separately, and you have to vote individually. And Pat's right. You really take the time, do a little bit of research. It doesn't take much. Sometimes you can vote for the wrong thing, and you don't think you are, but you know that's how it winds up. So you have to be careful.
And like now, there is one amendment that is talking about water purification, the Everglades, and improving our water. But everyone should know that when you vote for that, although it's a wonderful cause, it takes money from housing. That's where the money's going to come from the Sadowski Fund, to pay for that water improvement. So if you really want to keep it in housing, you should vote no for that. If you want it to be in water, you vote yes.
Is that Amendment 1, Pat?
I think it is Amendment 1.
Okay. The one about buying up land?
That amendment affects the housing right. Okay.
All right. Let's be careful. We're dancing around voting issues here. Make sure we get both sides in there and use the.
Absolutely. It's water and housing. Those are the sides. So you have to make that decision
where the
funds should be spent.
We like to use the word allegedly a lot. You know. But no, seriously, we're right about this. And like I said, as we introed the segment here, voting is a right. It's not a privilege. You know, driving a car is a privilege. Voting is a right. It's your right to do that. And you really have to make sure that you know what you're doing. It's not a laissez-faire, just whip in there and flip a bunch of buttons and say, hey, I voted. I got a little sticker. It says so right there. It's a little bit more than that. And so tell us about the early voting experience. I mean, you said there were no lines. Is there anything different than a regular voting day?
Oh, yes. It was very pleasant. And this year they're using the, you know, almost like the little iPad to identify you with your license. So you give them your driver's license. They put it in. It clicks up with wherever they're verifying your license. They look at your picture. They give you a specific number and send you on your way to do your voting. Mm. And so it's a very secure path. You do need your identification.
How about a passport? Do you think a passport would work?
Do I think what would work, Alan?
A passport?
I'm sure a passport would work.
Yeah, that's a valid ID.
A passport would work, but they're going to be verifying, you know, citizenship to vote.
Right.
So it would be a U.S. passport if that's the case, you know, for citizen, if you're verifying as a citizen.
All right.
So I'm sure it's any ID that you have.
All right.
That verifies your citizenship also.
Right. But no hassles or anything like that. It was just pretty much walk right in, show them the papers, walk over, push the... What do they have, buttons this year? What are they doing with the machines?
No, Alan. It's a long paper, and you actually draw lines between the connecting arrows. I think you've probably seen the sample in the newspaper, but you have to actually draw a line between the connecting arrows.
Is that the Salvador Dali method of voting?
I guess it is. You
connect the dots,
that,
right?
But it works well. And they are also voting on one of your favorite topics, the medical marijuana issue.
What? Now, why would that be my favorite topic? Just because I was a drummer in a rock band? Come on, that doesn't mean anything.
I've heard you talk about that you would love to have medical marijuana. So that's, again, a voter choice, yes or no.
Right. And just to be clear on that, you know, that's a choice thing. I don't really, I never went into the medical side of it because that seemed to be like, oh, here's an excuse, let's call it medical. I like to do it just from my basic rights of being a sovereign individual, and it's my right. I don't see where anybody can tell me what I can do and what I can't do with my own body, and that's just my opinion. Others may vary.
Since you are talking about voting, you know that women have not had as long a time to vote as men.
Mm-hmm. That's right,
and
1919,
so voting, I'm actually reading a book right now about Sojourner Truth and about the voting issues. And, you know, slavery's not that far back in our past when both black men and women could not vote, but white women could not vote for nearly as long as what we have today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So voting is a right for women. Men may take it for granted. They may think they should have it since the Tea Party, but women are glad that they currently have voting rights. They did not always. Well, and in many countries still don't today.
Ouch. Well, I just take it for the people side. We're people, and that's how it works for me.
One thing that I read about last night that I found very sad is that the people who are going to be affected most by the decisions that are being made today, people under the age of 30, we're talking about their future, they vote less than anyone else. Yeah. It was under 30%
the millennials,
of people under the age of 30. And that is sad because, you know, we already had our fun. you know, we've
Stop.
Used the environment. We've done all these things. But it's your future. If you're listening right now and you're under 30, go vote. It's critical.
Okay. Well, Pat, you're going to be calling back in, Pat. Just hang on just a second. We have to take a break here. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Pat Tracy will rejoin us with an update on the many Reach workshops and other programs and grants that are coming up. And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And then our house segment features Reach Radio's resident press control freak, Carlton Thompson. His press agent said that he has a season surprise for us. And then Reach testimonials so near and dear to our hearts, because since our clients took the time to send them in, we are certainly going to take the time to share them with you. I hope there's no tearjerkers in there. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, fitted with different lengths of assorted wires and strings, Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
All right, thank you, sir. Florida's housing market reported more closed sales, higher median prices, increased new listings, and a rise in inventory in the month of September. This according to the latest housing data from Florida Realtors. Closed sales of single-family homes statewide totaled a little over 20,000 last month. That's up 13.5% over September of 2013. The statewide median sale price for single-family homes last month rose to $180,000. That's 5.9% increase year-to-year, according to the Florida Realtors Association. Also, the statewide median price for townhomes and condos went up a little bit, up 9.5% over a year ago. The number of foreclosure cases declined across South Florida in September and the third quarter, according to a report from RealtyTrack. Palm Beach County had 381 filings in September. That's off 45% from a year ago. Third quarter starts fell 23%. Broward had 180 filings last month. That's down 59% from September of 2013. In the July through September period, Broward foreclosure starts dropped by 63%. And more than 8 of 10 loans in foreclosure across Broward and Palm Beach counties were originated in 2008 or earlier, suggesting that the biggest issue now is clearing out the backlog of those old cases. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, awarded $38.3 million to more than 100 fair housing organizations across the country, many of them in Florida, in order to address housing discrimination. The competitive grants are funded through HUD's Fair Housing Initiative program to help to enforce that Fair Housing Act through investigations and testing of alleged discriminatory practices and to help educate housing providers, local governments, and potential victims of housing discrimination about their rights and their responsibilities under the Fair Housing Act. Statewide, nearly 100,000 Florida homeowners, including 5,100 of them right here in Palm Beach County, are losing out on lower monthly mortgage payments by not taking advantage of the Home Affordable Refinance Program. The Federal Housing Finance Agency issued a report this week that found that 3.2 million homeowners across the nation have used HARP, which reduces the amount of interest paid on mortgages that are underwater. To be eligible for the HARP Refinance Program, the loan has to be owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and it has to be sold to them before May of 2009. Homeowners also have to be current on their mortgage payments and have less than 20% equity in their homes. Now, the first step is to call your lender. If you qualify to refinance your mortgage through HARP, you'll go through an application, an approval, and a closing process, and a HARP lender will work with you through every step and will help to determine if HARP meets your specific needs. It's something well worth looking into, in my opinion. The housing market recovery has suffered as fewer Americans are getting married, believe it or not. This according to a conclusion from a group called the John Burns Real Estate Consulting Report. Citing census statistics and statistics from 2013 from the American Community Survey, the firm points to a drop in the share of married men nationwide, which is down 48% from 1970. Fewer people getting married, fewer people buying houses. Average U.S. long-term mortgage rates continue to slide this week, raising prospects of a wave of consumer refinancing of loans. The 30-year mortgage fell further below 4%. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said that the nationwide average for a 30-year loan declined to 3.92%. It was the fifth straight week that mortgage rates retreated. And then there's this. Some folks really go out on a limb for their pets, literally. And some people do some rather bird brain things. After realizing that Chuckles, the pet parrot, had flown the coop, 50-year-old Punta Gorda man went up the tree to fetch the bird back. Chasing a bird up a tree. That's right. When the man reportedly got to Chuckles, perched on top of the 30-foot tree, he slipped and fell 20 feet.
Did Chuckles chuckle?
Probably. Now, his name is Mr. Corley. While Corley was able to call for help, it took more than an hour for firefighters to rescue him using a harness. We're happy to report that both Corley and Chuckles are now recovering back at home. Corley says he has no regrets and he would do it all over again to get his favorite parrot back home. There was a potential to learn something here, but Mr. Corley apparently missed it. You don't chase a bird up a tree.
Did you say he apparently missed it?
Apparently, yeah. Oh, no. And that's the news.
And that's the news. I love it. Well, nothing like a bird brain idea to get the day going. All right, right now, as promised, joining us on the phone is the executive director of Reach and the executive producer of Reach Radio, doing two things at the same time. Pat Tracy, welcome back.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. I love that bird story there.
I was just going to say, how can you top that?
You'd go up a tree for a cat, but not for a bird.
Yeah.
Look, here's how we're going to try to top that, okay?
Okay.
You have told me that many realtors listen to our show.
That's true.
Correct?
That's what I hear.
November 13th, we are having a red carpet realtor event at the Reach office from 10 to 1 with lunch, and we would love to give you all the details about that, you know, the 8409 North Military Trail, Suite 112. We'll be there. We'll have lunch. We're going to have some great guest speakers. We're going to have a short sale presentation by the bank on how to do their short sales. We're going to have loan officers, and we're going to have a great presentation from Wells Fargo, who has come forward and given us a grant. So we would love to have any realtor listening to just give me a call directly, the 561-351-8000. Let's register you up. We'll be sending out save the dates, and we'd love to have you there on November 13th.
Now, that's a Thursday, November the 13th.
That's a Thursday.
From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reach offices in Palm Beach Gardens. And if you're a realtor, and I know that they're listening because I've been told by many of them that they do, give Pat a call at 351-8000. That's 561-351-8000 for November the 13th, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. At least the food will be good, right?
Well, the information will be good.
I was being sarcastic, Pat. Sorry about that.
Yeah, with that, I want to cover a thing about the information. We're going to discuss a new grant program that we have that we're working on, which actually, if you're unemployed or underemployed, and many realtors fit that because they made more in previous times than they make today. So if you're underemployed by 10%, or greater, you're making 10% less than you did before, you may qualify to have your house payment paid for 1 year and bring in your arrearage current.
Wow.
And we are getting those approved every day. In fact, Steve is not aware of this, but I've offered for him to take a package for closing on Tuesday to one of our individuals who said they'd be glad to tell their story on our radio show next week. So
yeah, that's great. Well, we have some testimonials coming up at the end of the show, too. So, you know, we have a lot of testimonials. We just wonder if we should tell them all or tell a few. But we have plenty of happy Reach customers, that's for sure.
Well, this is what this particular lady said. You don't know the difference you make. You just have no idea when you're in this situation. And then there's light and what a difference it makes in a life. And that's what we're about, trying to make life-changing differences. So we're very excited to be a part of the program. So, again, if you're unemployed or underemployed, you're not making as much as you were before, we'd like to hear from you at housing@reachforhousing.org. And we'll direct you on how to go forward, give you the rest of the details, and apply for that grant. So I think it's a wonderful thing to save your home, to get your payment made for a year so that you can begin to get on your feet again. So we're anxious to share that with everyone.
Well, all the Reach counselors and advisors and experts there are all licensed, and they're experts in their field, and they know what they're doing. And I know sometimes the first thought in everyone's mind is, I better call an attorney. And you could do that. We're not saying that you shouldn't, but we're saying that Reach has programs that are already designed, already working, already in place, and ready to put you into and help start saving your home. Or like you say, if you're underemployed, and that's the biggest thing in the news lately, everybody is underemployed. And how do you make the big payments when you are making less money? And they have the answer at Reach, folks. You know the number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call them right now. It is the weekend, so you want to hit zero to get to the operator there so that you can get your message heard. Pat, we also have a lot of workshops. You say we have some new workshops that are coming up. I know the Aquin event is coming up on November the 8th. That's correct.
November the 8th is the Saturday. They've already sent out about 5,000 letters to Aquin individuals. If you have been missed, please know that we're going to be there from 10 to 5, and it is at the Marriott near the Dadeland Mall in Miami, and we will be there specifically to help you. Aquin's trying to make decisions on site, and we know that they have been an excellent partner working with us, so we're excited about that.
Is that an all-day event, Pat? What time does that start?
It starts at 10, it ends at 5, and we will be there all day for you to bring in your documents, help, and if you want to register ahead of time, you can. If you just want to come in, you can, because we're all about helping, so we'd like to have you know the documents to bring, but if not, then just come on in, and we will help you from that point.
You know, I would also say that if you're not sure of what documents you need, don't be embarrassed to pick up the phone and call the good folks at Reach. You know the number, 855-487-3224, and just say, I'd like to attend the Aquin event November the 8th at the Marriott Hotel in Dadeland Mall, and what papers do I need to bring? And one of our counselors would be happy to assist you with that information.
Or the housing at reachforhousing.org. That's always a good one, too. So it comes to us, and we'll be glad to answer. So if it's at nighttime and you're thinking about it, just shoot off an email, and we'll respond to get you there. Also, on South Beach, so you can tell, since we've opened our new Miami office, we're Miami-geared right now in many ways. We're having a leadership conference December 8th. So those that are interested in leadership, realtors, lenders, bankers, whatever, we'd like to have you there, government entities, on December the 8th, and that's at the St. James Hotel on South Beach. So that's also going to be another great event, reaching out to our leaders so that we can change things from the top, so that when we help you, we get more recognition. So that's
right.
What that's about.
And that event is also sponsored by Aquin, Wells Fargo, and Chase. And Reach, that's right, and Reach and Wealth Watchers are the advisory committee there. So our folks will be there. That's a Home Free USA event, a partner to progress. And you've heard us talk about Home Free USA before. They are the, I guess, almost what you would refer to as the franchisor, right? And they do good with their programs as well. But again, to get more information about any of these events, feel free to call Reach toll-free, 855-48-REACH.
And don't forget, Alan, our first-time home buyer, November 2nd. So that is filling up. Call. We're doing a 6-hour. It's a Sunday, 1 to 7,
right.
6-hour class on Sunday, November 2nd. So again, the housing at reachforhousing.org. Or the phone number to call in, and let's get you registered so that you are in place to get grant funding from the state of Florida because you've had the first-time home buyer class.
That's right. I'm going to talk a little bit about that just near the end of the show. But, Pat, that's about all the time we have left. Thanks for taking your Saturday and calling in. I know you're busy, and we're going to roll right into this week's Spotlight Home. And this week's Spotlight Home is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. That's Pat's direct line. She just hung up from us. If you need to call her, you can call her right now. And our property this week is located at 2001 Champions Way in North Lauderdale. This is a beautiful one-bedroom, one-bath townhome, equipped with a loft for guests or an office or a den, however you want to use it. It's been freshly painted. It's got new wood floors, and the bathroom has new ceramic tile. It's really ready to move into right now, and it's located in a nice community with tennis courts and a pool. It's the perfect property for FHA, conventional financing, and, of course, the ever-popular cash. And I know we say this every week, but because it's true. You can Google Maps this property and see it for yourself. It's 2001 Champions Way in North Lauderdale, and Google loves that zip code, so it's 33068. Take a look at that property. It's a beautiful one-bedroom, one-bath townhome, and the best part is it has that loft up there, so it's got nice stairs that go up to the guest room or the office or den. Again, freshly painted, ready to move into. It's all yours for the popular FHA and conventional financing, or the ever-popular cash, as we like to say there. Now, that's it for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. Make this house your home by calling Pat Tracy and Associates. You can call her right now, 561-351-8000. Okay, well, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday, and we do appreciate your company, and we just thought you might want to know that right now, going over at the Lake Worth Scottish Rite, they are hosting their annual barbecue today till 4 o'clock. It's happening right now. The Scottish Rite Center is located in Lake Worth at 2000 North D Street, right across the street from the sports complex there and that great big Lake Worth water tower. You can't miss it. It's barbecue chicken or ribs, coleslaw, baked beans, all for the ridiculously low price of $8. It started early this morning, going on right now until 4 o'clock. The address, once again, 2000 North D Street, in Lake Worth, right next to the big tower there. Thanks for listening to us on the iHeartRadio app, guys. I know you're over there cooking up the food and having a great time, and we're going to stop by and say hi afterwards. And that's the way it works.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
All right, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Today's Our House segment knocks on the door of one of the coolest guys in the industry. He's our very own Reach Radio resident pest control freak. Please welcome Carlton Thompson. Carlton, you in there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Hey, do we get an extra $5 for that intro there? That was a nice intro, huh?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
So your press agent said that you have a very special surprise for us today. Or did he say supplies?
Probably supplies.
What do you got for us in this fall season coming up here?
Well, it's a time of the year where people get to enjoy the weather a little more. They kind of put their guard down, but it's also a time where you kind of need to get your guard up. You know, with cooler nights and everything, we like to keep our windows open, our doors, storm doors open. And, well, that's just opening the door for all these little bugs to try and have a free ride into the kitchen.
So it's fresh air or bugs?
Exactly. But what we can do to prevent that is, you know, just do some spraying around the perimeter of the home and the doors and the windows. You know, really, that's going to do a whole lot to battle it.
What are we going to spray with?
What's that?
What are we spraying with?
All right, you ready for this one? I know your vocabulary is not so good, Al.
Okay.
Bifenthrin.
Who?
Bifenthrin.
Is that with a V or a B?
That's a B.
Bifenthrin. Okay,
yes.
And what does that do?
It's got a real wide label on it. You can actually spray it in the lawn. You can spray it in the bushes. You can spray it on the perimeter of the home. You can spray it in the home. So it's got a real wide label on it. And it's going to have a good residual, and it's able to kill ants and roaches, all kinds of stuff that's going to want to try to crawl into the home, especially when it's cool outside and you got the windows open.
So you, like, want to spray around the windowsill and across the door threshold there? I mean, is that
the outside, if at all possible, I like to keep everything outside. You know, if I'm going to do anything inside, it's going to be a little bit of baiting. And, you know, the rest of it's just going to be corrective if I have to go inside. I like to stay outside as much as possible.
Actually, you know, I never thought of that. You're right. When people say, well, let's spray the house, they always go to the inside of the house and spray. And they're just really a window pane away, I guess. So you want to put that on the outside. Is that pretty poisonous stuff, that disectrin you said there?
Bifenthrin.
Bifenthrin.
English major.
Can you spell that?
For bugs, it's pretty potent stuff. For you and me, it's not so bad.
All right. So
you know, that's why it's got a good label for the inside as well. Always take some time and spray through the garage with it too. A lot of stuff like to get in there with the trash cans being there all the time and stuff.
Well, okay. So is this something that you can just pick up at Home Depot or Lowe's or maybe a local hardware store? Or is it something?
Well, you know, if you start reading labels, you can probably find some by fencerin at the big box stores.
Right.
But I always prefer to get my stuff at John Deere Landscapes. It's always nice to get, you know, the same products basically that, you know, the pros are going to be using. And you also get good advice while you're there as well.
Well, that's what I was going to say. All the box stores are pretty much into stack them deep, sell them cheap. And when it comes to advice, you sort of kind of miss out there. So what was that, John Deere? What is that again?
John Deere Landscapes.
Oh, okay. So they're all over the place, right?
You can look them up online and find a location near you.
All right. You don't need to be a distributor or anything like that. You just walk in, right?
You can walk right in and get what you need.
Cool beans.
You know, if you have any questions, ask them, tell them what the problem is. They'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, okay. So spray around the house. Go ahead and leave the windows open. That's okay. Any other bugs or anything we need to worry about for our fall setting? We're preparing for winter.
Let's not forget our lawn, too, now. It's going to start slowing down with its growth, but it's susceptible to getting some fungus in there this time of year. Watch for some browning. Also, a lot of people with St. Augustine lawns go, well, it's wintertime, the chinch bugs are gone. Not the case. Mm. They're there all winter long. So if you got a big brown spot that's dying, you might want to get on it. And I tell you what, if you got some of that bifenthrin to protect the perimeter of your home, remember I said earlier you can spray it in the lawn. About two applications of that on chinch bugs, and you got them under control too.
Super. Well, you are a wealth of knowledge and information. We always appreciate when you call in. We love to call you our resident pest control freak. And I'm not saying you're a control freak, but I think when it comes to the bugs and the pests, you are. You're a vicious guy.
I haven't mastered getting rid of you yet, though.
Darn it. Well,
I want to hear Alan say the name of that insecticide again.
It's bifenthrin.
Bicentrin.
There you go.
Synthrin.
Oh, synthrin. Okay.
Fin, like a fish's fin.
Oh, fin. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I'm 50% lost in one ear and 29% in the other. What are you going to do? All right, Chris, we thank you for calling in. When we return, we'll let you in on a big secret. Reach testimonials are sitting on the launch pad of brotherly love, and we're going to share them with you next. Did you know that more than 63% of all FBI mortgage fraud cases have a loss value of $1 million? Ouch.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place is wrong. Ain't got no home, I know a place is wrong.
Woo-hoo! We are having more fun than absolutely legally possible to do. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, with a special first-time home buyer message just for you. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time home buyers workshop. The next workshop, like Pat said earlier, was Sunday, November the 2nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. Folks, these classes are limited, and as you heard Pat say, they fill up fast. And we only have about 34, 35 seats in here, Steve. That's about it.
That's it.
For that. And they fill up. So the best thing to do is get in line, call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. and qualify for the first-time homebuyer workshop. It's mandatory for you if you want to qualify for government assistance programs and to receive big discounts from the banks, like I said much earlier in the show. There is a $49 fee for this program, but it does include some food and some beverages because it is a six-hour course. We're going to have you there for a while. But we also host a litany of valuable workshops coming up. As we said earlier, November the 8th, we have the Ocwen foreclosure event down in Miami. And December the 8th, the Home Free USA event, Partner to Progress. If you're a realtor, you may want to check that out. Just call the good folks at Reach. And don't forget about the other program that we talked about on Thursday, November the, what was that again, the 8th, I think that was.
The 13th.
That's right. Yeah, I lost my notes here. Sorry about that. Hey, that happens. But, you know, Reach is your HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And if you didn't know this, we say it every week, but there's a lot of people that just don't know it. HUD defines a first-time home buyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. It's like the reset button on a Nintendo game, right? Bam, I'm a first-time homebuyer again. I don't know how many people offer that, but that's what HUD considers a first-time homebuyer, so you may want to check that out. Call the good folks at Reach, 855-487-3224, and remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. So, Steve, it's down to you and I now.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about testimonials, and you're in the office there every day. I stop in every now and then to harass you, and then,
yes.
Then I leave.
How much time do we have left, by the way?
We have about 4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 3:30, something like that.
I have a couple of letters, but first I want to say hi to Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence is one of our clients who called the other day. And previous to being with Reach, he was with another organization that was attempting to do essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked for a while, and, you know, he said thank you, and very professional, and yada, yada, yada. And then he goes, I was with these other people for a year and a half, and the conversation that we just had was longer and more inclusive than the entire year and a half. So we hung on for a while. We talked about football and politics, and I told him to listen to the radio. So Lawrence, hi. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a Reach client, and we're glad we could help you out.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, folks. I mean, we could just do testimonials all day and all night, you know, we don't want to put anybody to sleep. We just want you to know that the folks out there have a good experience with us, and you know, you can check us on Google. You can check us on anywhere you want to check. We have a pretty darn good reputation. Again, we're a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, so we're there just to help the folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we know all about these programs, and we have good relationships with the banks. And like you say, Ocwen and Chase, we're having events with them all the time.
Wells Fargo.
Absolutely. So we're there. What do you read a letter.
Here's one. Dear Reach, thanks largely to your expertise, knowledge, and dedication to positively meet the needs of your clients. My wife and I were able to save our home. Through the Reach Organization Housing Counselor, we were given a fresh start with a new home modification mortgage repayment plan. This new mortgage repayment plan lowered our monthly payment amount, and our delinquent payments were rolled over to the end of the foreclosure, to the end of the balance. Because of your counselor, we were able to avoid foreclosing our home. And he says, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a gentleman. He says, thank you very much. His name is Charles. I should also point out, in this case, his delinquent payments were rolled over to the end of his mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a program where the state will actually pay that delinquency for you. So ask about that when you call Reach. That is something that did not exist very long ago, but it's there for you now. Here's another one.
Go ahead.
Don't have time for another one?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay. I'm taking a moment to write you this letter to thank you for your help. You mean a lot to me and my family. I hope you and my family always keep in touch with each other. This is for Pat Tracy. It says, may God keep you in my life because I will continue to do business with you.
Perfect. Well, that's all the time left to us. We want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to say thank you to the guests. Pat was great. She called in. And also remember the Scottish Rite Barbecue going on right now, 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. Barbecue chicken or ribs for $8. Thanks for listening. Happy birthday, Jackson. He finally made it past 3. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1 on WBZT.
Oh.